A substance that played an important role in the creation of life on Earth has scientists excited yet again. The CSIRO says it could help in certain medical procedures and indeed could be a game changer for medical research, as Penny Timms explains.
It sounds like the makings of a sci-fi movie, but for a group of scientists, a hypothetical what-if conversation conducted in a nondescript corridor at the CSIRO could prove to be much more than blockbuster fiction. Lead researcher Dr. Richard Evans from the CSIRO.
The goo is effectively, it's believed to be a prebiotic material. Now, prebiotic chemistry is the chemistry that had to have occurred for life to have arisen on the Earth. It comes from the a famous experiment that a gentleman called Stanley Miller did, where he mixed together what was believed to be the gases on primordial Earth, and he put a spark through it, and this brown material was made.
For a long time, the brown goo was ignored by scientists who were trying to reproduce the atmosphere of primitive Earth, and it wasn't even considered relevant to medical research until now. The scientists have now discovered that when the goo is used to coat medical implants, it helps the human body accept it quickly. Helmut Tissen is a senior scientist with the CSIRO.
All the people working over the last 50 or 60 years in this field of prebiotic chemistry have not thought about this before. And this discovery really is something that is exciting for us because it takes this entire field of prebiotic chemistry and all the developments in that field to an application and in our particular case to a biomedical application.
The way it works is that an implant or other medical device like catheters or pacemakers that need to be inserted into the body are coated in the jelly-like goo before a procedure. Dr. Evans says initial tests show promising results across a range of fields.
Our preliminary studies indicate we've been able to grow a particular cell type called myofibroblasts on it, and they like it a lot. And we're now starting to conduct cell culturing experiments with stem cells, and they like to colonise it and grow on it as well. What has been surprising about it is that pretty much everything we've tried with it has worked quite well, and we're also very hopeful because of the ability for it to cultivate these different types of cell lines that will actually be generic across any particular cell line. And so therefore, when it comes to implants where you want to have something well integrated into the body, it will basically disguise an implant. The cell will like to encapsulate, the body will like to encapsulate it and integrate it quite nicely.
Researchers also added silver compounds to produce an antibacterial coating to avoid infections.
We have demonstrated that this coating is useful in antimicrobial coatings, and these antimicrobial coatings are really important for new and improved implant surfaces to prevent biofilm formation and subsequent infection of implants, and this is just one possible application out of many others.
Is this goo that we're talking about, is it easy to recreate it on a mass scale?
Yes, we believe so. It's they are very simple precursors that we can use, and so we believe that this can be used on an industrial scale.
The ease with which the goo could be recreated in the lab means it's relatively cost-effective compared to existing alternatives. Many more years of research are needed before this type of technology can move from the lab to the hospital, but scientists say it's an exciting discovery that opens the door to countless opportunities in the medical field.
Penny Timms reporting there.